Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody.
Hi, darling. Welcome, everybody. Tonight's show, The Power of Our Thoughts and Choices During the Month of December and Beyond. And we're going to talk tonight about some of the amazing astrological influences for December and how really critical it is right now to watch our thoughts and choices. And boy, we're at such a critical time. So this is, and we had something come up this week, didn't we, Ronnie, that was...
Yeah, it was a perfect example.
Right. Before we go into it, though, I just want to, tonight's show dedication to creating world peace through creating peace within ourselves. And it just seems to be a perfect intention for tonight's show based on the material for tonight. I couldn't think of anything better. Now, before we open the show, I really would love it if you would talk about what happened, because this sets the whole tone for this week's show.
All right. I was talking to a friend who's a wonderful healer and so on, and he was telling me about a political situation, something that's going on in the House of Representatives and a bill that was passed with a resounding majority, and how we were going to be, and then the whole political description of how we were going to have our freedom of speech limited and so on. And we were both horrified, and we became more horrified, and we passed it on to other people. And I was really quite, thinking about, anyway, I really let the thoughts take me over, and I was really in that whole political framework of reaction and so on. And
now,
then
that led to something else, didn't it?
Yeah, then I was talking to a woman, and I was telling her about it, said we have to pay attention. And it felt like there was this vibrational thing, a great, like a spike that went diagonally in through my brain, and I couldn't think, I couldn't concentrate, I couldn't talk for a minute or so. And I was worried, you know, because of, like, what could it be? And then I spoke to Jackie, and she reminded me that it's the higher beings stopping my conversation, because I was passing on and igniting fear. You know that if you pass on light and pass on love, it ignites that in other people. And I was passing on fear in a state of the same stuff that we talk about enslaving the planet. I was talking about it in such a way as to enslave myself and pass it on to other people. I changed it.
Now, here, you know, and I want to, for anybody who's listening tonight, just want to make this clear. Anything like that would require, that's actually a constitutional amendment. And so just for it to go through the House, et cetera, it would not have happened that way. And actually, you got this from someone that I also know and know is a very reliable source, but these things can start very quickly.
And he got it from a, in quotes, reliable source.
Right.
So we none of us did our homework at that point.
Okay. Now, you know, this kind of segues me into the, and we'll talk about this more in a minute, but I want to talk about some of the influences that are up this month, because they are so powerful. Now, we had, of course, on the 26th of November, it was the twin flame energies. That was the a huge opening, and this is the twin flame within ourselves as well as without ourselves. And, you know, this was a really big energy, and I don't, you know, Ronnie and I are very energy sensitive, so we tend to feel these things at a very deep, intrinsic level.
You bet.
And certainly they've been stirring for me in huge ways, and I'm not going to go into all of that, but then on December 11th this week, we had an alignment that only happens once every 26,000 years. And this is, you know, directly aligned with the galactic center. Now, this is something really big, okay? And the transmission to the planet was love, peace, compassion, healing energy to Mother Earth, humanity, all species. I mean, this was really big, and it wasn't just for Earth, it was for the entire cosmos. And now it only went on for about an hour and a half, but of course there's energy building up to it, energy after it. during that hour and a half on the 11th, it was absolutely ecstatic for me. I was filled with a sense of love that I really don't have language for. You know, sometimes these things happen. We just simply don't have human language for the experiences. Now, all of December, you know, we're kind of getting more and more of this stuff, and I'm just going to give a couple of highlights. You know, we had the new moon on December 9th, again, really stirring up a lot of emotions. Jupiter and Pluto are really moving around. I am not an astrologer, so I'm not a good one to, you know, to give people all this stuff. But during the new moon period through the 12th, what you focus on during this moon period will be magnified greatly. So this is the time to let go of old patterns that are holding you back and anything else you really wish to manifest during this time, which includes love, peace, compassion, and healing on a global scale. So, you know, this all kind of fit together with your experience, Veronica, which I thought was so profound. Then we have on the 28th.
Excuse me, but I think my experience, was it Monday? I think it was the 10th, yeah.
Yeah, you were right in alignment with all the energies. This is why I thought it was so profound.
Mm-hmm.
Then we, of course, have the solstice coming up on the 21st of December. December 12th, which was yesterday, again, the twin flame energy, imagining peace, dreaming as one. Now, I'm just going to read a couple of excerpts here because I've gotten these from so many different sources. When Jupiter fires lightning bolts of illumination into the karmic stew, Pluto, god of hell, stirs the collective undersoul, releasing the disowned shadow contents of the collective to purge subconscious and unconscious obstacles in the way of change. You can see this rumbling through the political debates in the U.S. Our shadow is leaking out, and that great agitation that marks the intersection of past and future is erupting from its underground containers, as it did in the 1960s. Now, you were an activist during that time. You know me. I was raising a baby.
It was a very exciting time.
Right. What a moment we have to launch a new dream. Then it goes on, of course, Pluto moving off the galactic center gives us a break from the constant intensity of the last 2 years, which have been really intense for everyone. People are going to be feeling very raw, very vulnerable, exposed, and yet open to possibility and intrigue. We're being exposed to a whole new way of being, which may feel like a death of sorts, unwieldy, alien, cruel, or harsh. We're also being asked to give up our false sense of security and to open our hearts and minds to the new Jupiterian future being whipped up for the human race. External reality, again, here we go with another confirmation. External reality, a mirror showing us who we are inside and who we all are as a mass entity. The truth of this inner state can be hard to take when we're used to lies. But we can only move forward when the shadow is revealed. And this is, you know, I have somebody question, why are you saying that this is part of the shadow? Because it is. When the shadow is revealed and met on a very deep level inside of each of us, step by step. Another piece of this was everything acting out within us and around us in our emotional body and in the collective consciousness of the nation is dramatizing the inner need we have to take a good long look at ourselves and quit fooling around with any paths other than the one that most strongly is rooted in our souls. The power of Jupiter conjunct Pluto, which is what we're in now, is the massive power to destroy all obstacles, preventing us from aligning with the grand design. As Pluto wrenched up challenge after challenge during the last 2 years, we've been called to face ourselves on a much deeper layer than before. Now we're being confronted with a new need to redesign our lives based on what truly satisfies the soul. Who are you really? what are you here to do, and how much longer are you going to wait? I just love this. And so I want to go back to what happened to you, because my own experience right now is that I am confronting on a daily basis, which I'm finding fascinating, a lot of old beliefs that are coming up in my daily experience, and I'm confronting them with family, and I'm confronting them in interpersonal relationships. I'm seeing them everywhere. How about you, Ronnie?
I am as well, and I also seem to be, ironically on the 11th, but I seem to be erupting with huge, like, not all the time, but these huge emotional waves of, I think, old stuff, old fears and so on seem to take me for half an hour, an hour or something. It's really quite dramatic. And then I feel fine. like washing through, you know. Tidal waves, emotional tidal waves.
There you go. You know...
and also feelings of really wind under my wings, sort of new power, new optimism, and new potential. Sort of interesting.
In all the people I'm talking with right now, and certainly with the sessions, which have been, boy, they've gone to another... I've just decided that I will never try to hold on to anything any longer because I have no clue. little Jackie thinks she knows what she doesn't have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God I'm cute. And thank God I can laugh at myself. Certainly I'm seeing this with friends and clients, and I'm sure you are as well, Veronica,
mm-hmm.
who... are really being challenged. Now, a lot of people have entered into experiences, you know, either their current life experience is dramatically changing, or they're being confronted with the old fears that are really up for them. A lot of people, whether it's around finances, relationships, career moves, you know, what am I here to do? Now what I'm seeing coming up, which I have been absolutely fascinated by, in doing the power retrievals, we've been going back and doing deeper levels with what I call volunteers. You know, whether it's a lot of times it'll be a parent or a spouse, a lover, whatever. And during the power retrievals now, with the intention, and we set the intention for them to go to a much deeper level, we're now seeing all of these things in the chakras that not only are they symbolic, things that we've never seen before, but pictures, vignettes of experiences, a lot of metaphors that when you put them all together create a story of the core issues, and I am in such awe. Some of them are past lifetimes. I talked about this last week with a session that we had just done, where we did a session on someone, and you know there were all these images of lifetimes as a nun and so on, and the issues around the, you know, the priest and the pope and so on. We're finding that, you know, sometimes we can spend a whole session in one chakra, especially the second chakra, which I'm finding really interesting. We did one today where there were images coming up. This was fascinating to me. One was like being in a museum. And here was a painting of the Mona Lisa.
Hmm.
And then there was and I don't know the name of this thing that you hack down, they use it in the jungle to hack down foliage or...
machete?
Well, it's not a machete, it's the one that's curved. A sickle.
Hmm.
And so there was this sickle that came in, and then there was a statue at the end of David. So we had the representation of the feminine, the, you know, the really what is considered one of the most beautiful feminine, you know, through the picture of the Mona Lisa, and then the statue of David as kind of being the exemplary divine masculine. So we had the divine feminine, divine masculine, and this sickle in between. And it was literally, you know, the metaphor was cutting away everything in between the integration of the masculine and feminine. I was just fascinated by some of the stuff that's coming up right now. These really deep, we're going into a lot of cosmic lifetimes and lineage where we're integrating through some of the sorrows, although the wars, cosmic wars and things don't come up specifically, but some of the energies are coming through. And we did one today on a, healing the wounding from the implosion or explosion of the planet Maldek. And this was so incredibly powerful and emotional. And it was emotional for me as well because, of course, I was there. But this is something carried very deep for a lot of people in the unconscious. There was one yesterday where, again, we were in the second chakra, and it was the whole wounding of the relationship with the goddess. I mean, big, big, big stuff, and the whole separation from the divine feminine. You know, and this can be whether you're a man or a woman, but, you know, so I know that what's happening is the energies now are coming in to deal, you know, with this really major stuff in the collective. And so that people are really now moving into that collective soup and really reclaiming themselves through the collective soup in a huge way. Also, a tremendous amount of extraterrestrial activity. I'll tell a cute story. I have a friend, and I've been spending a lot of time with them in one way or another, either on the phone or together, whatever. And they have taken my friends have taken a great interest in this person and have been visiting his house quite often. And he's watching his grandchildren right now, and one of the grandchildren wanted to know who the little green chubby people were that were walking around the house. And, of course, he was kind of shocked, and he called me right after the question and said, "What about Keller?" I said, "Well, you've got to tell her the truth. I mean, she can see them." And, but, you know, these children have very Christian parents, and we didn't want to create a real problem. So thank heaven he was able to think on his feet, because in discussing with his granddaughter about this, he then found out his younger grandson also saw them. And so the two of them are discussing this. And, you know, he was seeing them himself. But, you know, he was kind of giving it, you know, it could be in his mind and so on. He was just very relieved that they could see too. So, now I'm having this, and I can tell you that they have been here turning on the fans and the lights and the, I really have this tremendous sensing, especially for any of you listening tonight. And this is not to frighten you. Believe me, they will not come in if you do not invite them. But if you are inclined to invite them in a very loving way, to observe, participate, whatever, they're very happy to do this. Now, there are a lot of observers coming in. I don't want to get too sidetracked on this, but this is really a cute story. There are a lot of observers coming in that are fascinated by humans and would love to observe. And
I think it's really relevant, too, because that's one of the things that people are afraid of, you know, that which we don't expect to see, right?
Well, you know, what's cute about that, Veronica, is that the images that they were in, okay, are in right now, the ones that are at their house, are so adorable that the children are not frightened at all. This is the fascinating part to me, is that they're quite enjoying them. And I said, well, you know, maybe I need to ask them to leave. And he said, oh, no, no, they're really having a lot of fun with this. They're not scared at all.
It's a little like the Cat in the Hat, you know, where the mother goes out and then there's all this amazing magic in the house, right?
That's exactly what it is. And, you know, I'm thinking, well, rather than, you know, those who've had experiences with the grave, a lot of people have had a lot of trauma around this. And that tends to be frightening because the frequencies are such that they tend it tends to be a frightening experience for most children, most people.
And vibrationally, it can knock you into a trance, can't
it? Yes, exactly. Yeah. Vibrationally, it very definitely does. Now, the experiences that people are having, and people tend to have these with my team anyway, are very funny. You know, they tend to be very joyful and very funny. And I had one lady who I didn't realize I was doing a session on her partner, male partner, and I didn't realize that she was clairaudient, or I would have warned, you know, her. And they came to make a visit, and she refused to go in the house because she could hear them. She didn't understand the language, but she kept saying it sounded like they were having a party, and I said, those are mine.
Fifth dimensional hors d'oeuvre.
They're having a wonderful time with all of this, and they're, you know, they're busy doing their own thing, but they're actually having a great time. But he did invite them in. Now, I want to qualify this. He originally invited them in and made the invitation very open, and when he did so, it opened the door. So, I want to say to everyone, you know, it really is about inviting them in. And, but I think we're going to see a lot more interaction than we've ever seen before. I know that they've been, you know, I'm used to all of this, except that they have a signature here, which is they turn on the fan and the light in the healing room, which is off my master. I keep it closed. I have double doors into it. I keep it closed during during the day. At night, I open it up. And that's their signature of letting me know they've been there doing a lot of work and with me involved. And they've been here almost every night this week. And, you know, I got up the other morning, turned everything off, and was in the healing room laughing with them and so on. Went and walked, came back, and the lights were back on again. So I don't know who they're bringing in or what they're doing. there's also, and I think with this galactic opening that we've had, this one, you know, first time in 26,000 years, this is big. And, you know, and I really want to say to everybody here, this is the timing now where we really, really have to watch our thoughts, and our old stuff is going to come up. Fears that we have suppressed and repressed, our core issues are going to be in our face. You know, we've said this before, I always sound like a broken record with this, but if you have a core issue, it's going to be in your face. I happen to have one. It's in my face right now.
But it can come up and be dealt with more swiftly, right?
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
But we're having to make a choice all the time, just like you did the other day, Veronica, with this whole experience of, I want to talk about it this way as well. The planet is splitting out. You know, I mean, this is the cell splitting at this point. We're getting to choose what our future is going to look like. We are creating our world now. And I had a discussion with somebody the other day, and we were talking about whether the housing market was going to rebound and so on. And I said, I choose that it's going to. In my world, it's going to. And they said, well, but it depends on the election and what political party comes in. If this, you know, if the Democrats come in, then historically this is going to happen. And I said, no, no, no. no more historically. We don't look to the past anymore as a gauge for the future. Those times are gone. You can choose to do that, which is going to lock you into it. Okay?
Like an old-fashioned balloon mortgage.
It's exactly. Now, interestingly enough, after making that statement, that was in a late evening phone call, I woke up the next morning, making my bed, flipped on the news. First thing on the television was that the new prediction was that the housing market would rebound next year in Las Vegas. And I just turned it off and went, yes. And now, that's my reality. There may be no one else that heard that on the news. And I want to say that here because that's where we're going. My reality is my reality.
Hmm.
And I can choose to experience it my way, but I have to hold the residence. But that's where we're going now. And so we're going to get caught up in that. Well, wait a minute. Here's what's happening. I'm listening to the news. This is what they're saying. You get to make the choice. What part do you want to believe? Where do you want to go with it? This is a really important time, and it applies to everything that we're doing, whether it's in our personal lives, with our children, with our lovers, husbands, wives. This is the time now to choose it and not to limit how you're choosing. You know, we've tended to limit ourselves, well, I can only have this or I can only create this. There really are no limits at this point.
Mm-hmm.
We get to decide where we want to go. If it's in alignment with our soul's purpose, we can create the most amazing realities right now. And Veronica, I know that you and Robert do this. I've seen you do it.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're always great. We have a wonderful time with it. It's like, but, you know, the reality is, you know, after I went through that fear thing, I called my daughter, who I had sent the fear to immediately, and we had this kind of conversation and I said to her, you know, it only takes a couple of days when you really start focusing your brain to see huge results in the way your life is going, you know, in spite of what I had told her. So she and her partner are now busily getting more and more magical. It's quite wonderful.
This takes me into this. Now, I was talking to Veronica about this tonight. She said, well, this was around a year ago. And someone that Veronica and I both know sent this out, and it's called Ho'oponopono. And it's actually an article by Joe Vitale, who's, a motivational speaker. He was on in the movie The Secret, and he's been in a lot of things. You know, Joe does a lot of motivational stuff. And I just want to read a couple of pieces of this. I've been sitting with this all week long. This really struck me. This is the absolute reality of what we can do. But it requires holding an incredible resonance to do it. 2 years ago, I read about a therapist in Hawaii who cured a complete ward of criminally insane patients without ever seeing any of them. The psychologist would study an inmate's chart and then look within himself to see how he created that person's illness. As he improved himself, the patient improved. Now, I want to go back here. This therapist never saw a patient. Okay? And Joe goes on to say that when he heard the story, he thought it was an urban legend. Which isn't that funny how when you hear something like that, you assume it's an urban legend. But if you hear something scary, you don't.
That's really true. Wow. It can't be that good.
Right. Okay. So how could anyone heal anyone else by healing himself? Anyway, he goes on with his own experience about this. And he goes on to say that this therapist used this Hawaiian healing process called Ho'oponopono. But it came down to total responsibility. and that means that I am responsible for what I think and do. And that is big. I mean, this to me, I love this. I absolutely love this. I love this. Now, this man worked at a Hawaiian state hospital for 4 years, and it was the ward where they kept the criminally insane. He goes on to say how nobody would stay in the hospital. It didn't keep staff on. It was terrible. But he never saw a patient. And only after only a few months of him working on it this way, that these patients were unshackled for the first time and allowed to actually walk freely. And then even the staff started changing. Instead of it turning over constantly, people were actually excited to come to work because they were seeing how this was working. And this doctor answered, "I was simply healing the part of me that created them." Now,
wow, you know.
Okay, in a mm-hmm. literal sense, the entire world is your creation. Now, you know, we've all talked about this in theory, but, you know, I've been working with this and working with this myself over quite a period of time. I certainly with my son, my grandson, and so on, in terms of flooding them with love and, you know, recognizing that I could not change the outcome any other way, that I had to go to a whole different place. But this gave it a whole nother piece to me. This really is, and that was the reason for the show dedication tonight. And, of course, Deepak Chopra has talked about this for a very long time in terms of quantum physics. Everything out there is a creation of us in here. Everything we see out in the world is a direct reflection, because nothing is really real. It really is an illusion. Now, even Lazarus has talked about the fact that if you could reach beyond your fingertips, there would be nothing there. So we're back to the same concept, which is even in our most challenging relationships, and we all have them, I don't care who you are, whether it's a relationship with yourself, you know, a spouse, a partner, a child, whoever, okay, a partner in business, whoever, there is something within us that allows that to be created the way it is. Your comments on this, Ronnie?
It's a huge vigilance, isn't it, to really empathize with experience that we don't like or that we're seeing as pain out there. It's huge. It's a great decision.
Well, first place, I think, is judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I think the one that gets us in more trouble than anything else is what we judge. Because we tend to judge in others something deep within us that we judge within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Well, that takes us back to projections and all, too, doesn't it?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it does. And, you know, we all have our challenging relationships, and I would say probably one of my most critical is my daughter. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching her reality change moment by moment before my eyes as I am changing my beliefs and attitudes about her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really playing with this one in a very intrinsic way, and I'm saying, okay, here's my experiment. I'm going to take my most challenging relationships, and I'm going to apply these principles and see what it is within me that I need to heal. And, you know, that's... Now, I'm going to switch it over to you for a minute. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and if we think about... Because our children tend to, for all mothers, they usually tend to be the ones that are... not that we don't have this with partners and other people, but... If there is something within us that isn't working, or something in our experience that isn't working, it's got to be some belief within ourselves. And I'm going to go back. 2 years ago, I went into a relationship that turned out to be the most devastating of my life. And I remember going into this relationship thinking, you know, and I actually said the words. He was too rich. He was too young. And I thought, you know, I wish he didn't have so much money, and I wish this, and I wish that. And within a matter of weeks, his world turned upside down.
Oh, my.
Which, in turn, turned my world upside down.
Wow.
And I set myself up for a ton of challenges that I, you know, and in retrospect, I've really been looking at this saying, okay, where did the problem originate? Now, I mean, you know, thank heaven he doesn't listen to the show. You know, did I destroy his life through my thought? Well, you know, if we all come together by agreement and we're all creating things this way, if we can heal everything by healing ourselves first.
Well, I have an experience that I want to talk about in a way, too.
I would love if you would.
I'm in the middle of three girls, okay? It's just I have two siblings. And one of my sisters and I have had some difficulty recently. In fact, I've just really worked on severing entirely my relationship. And her birthday is Christmas Day. So I was sitting, just before I talked to you tonight, I was sitting trying to write a poem to her thinking it's her birthday and feeling that kind of love and wishing that I could heal this thing that keeps cropping up between our souls. But I was just going to write a poem. And I always want to express my point of view, thank you very much, right? And as we're talking, I'm laughing at myself because in my head I was hearing, she just needs peace. She just needs peace, right? And I was sitting at the typewriter trying to write a poem because I like to do that for people, you know, when it's an issue. And I realized, listening to this, I need to just take that peace in myself and just keep working with my own, and that's it. That's all there is to it. But it's been so complex. You know, so it's something that I can report on next week.
Well, you know, here's another quote. Being responsible for what I say or do is one thing. Being responsible for what everyone in my life says or does is quite another. Yet the truth is this. If you take complete responsibility for your life, then everything you see, hear, taste, touch, or in any way experience is your responsibility because it's in your life. This means that terrorist activities, the president, the economy, or anything you experience in adult life is up for you to heal. They don't exist in a matter of speaking, except as projections from inside of you. The problem isn't with them, it's with you. And to change them, you have to change you.
So when we're dealing with Bush on air, we say, I'm sorry and I love you.
I'm sorry and I love you.
But you got to really feel that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, when this was circulated last year, I was really busily doing that. But you know what? I forgot.
Well, you know, again, things come in a perfect timing.
Yes,
you know?
They do.
And because of what happened with you early in the week and the way this hit, and you know, just so people understand, what was really cute is that Veronica wrote me, and, oh, there was another piece to this that you didn't mention, and that was that the ETs were coming in, and what was that other piece, Veronica?
Oh, it was that there's a fellow talking about the dangers of the ETs, and he's getting quite famous with that.
And that they were going to come in and take over all our crops.
Yeah, they're
whatever.
Here to take our resources and so on, yes.
And so...
So I thought maybe an ET had punctured my brain or something.
Right, and because when you wrote me, it was something you didn't want to talk about on the phone. It was very cute. And it was like you didn't know how to be able to communicate with me and get some, you know, and...
And not create problems with the etheric world or the
right.
Well, you know, I'm trying to like be responsible here. I'm glad you just laughed. I mean, that helped a lot.
Well, it you know, again, I've said this, I can't tell you how many times, as many people have said out there, if your resonance is not in line, if you don't go into the fear, anything that means any harm cannot see you. It is that simple. So it's only the fear that puts you into a vibrational match to anything that means any harm. And I can tell you that there have been times I have dealt with certain people that I questioned, based on their experiences, who they were involved in, whether there was government interference, and so on and so forth, and it put me into a fear experience. No matter how long I held the resonance, it was long enough for me to get whacked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I had to walk through that experience personally.
When you say whacked, you mean you just got into fear?
I got into fear, and then I had an energetic whack as well.
Okay.
Okay? It could not have happened had I not gone there.
Okay.
Now, and I'm very blessed. You know, I certainly have had my challenges. It was kind of like an inoculation. It won't happen again. I certainly learned my lesson, but I also now am very, very careful. I have a lot of people that write me and say, you know, would you like to have so-and-so on your show? You know, they know these beings and had experiences with them in the desert and so on and so forth. And my pretty much my pat answer is no thanks.
Well, I sure learned a lesson this week about passing on fear-based thought as well. I mean, but isn't that easy to do, too?
Well, it is, and I will tell you the reason I would qualify, let's say, having someone on the show.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to come on and do a lot of fear stuff, I absolutely will not bring them on.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is their experience, okay? My experience is one of great love and joy and fun. With those beings that I interact with, they are incredibly loving, and I can go on and on and on and on. When I have gotten involved with anyone who is dealing from a fear perspective, okay, then I can see where other things come in and it can trigger other people's fear, which then puts them in a vibrational match to bring in something fearful. I can't do that. My responsibility is to keep things at the highest level.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, you know, I hate to be the tiger at the door, but I absolutely believe that that's my responsibility here. We're coming up to the most incredible timing in terms of real interaction. Now, the difference between these beings that are coming in now, they're not coming in on a ship, although sometimes they do. I will qualify that. However, the majority of them will just pop in a moment and pop back out, which is what they can do.
Because they're just shifting dimensions, are they?
They're shifting dimension, which they can do in a moment.
Hmm.
And so I happen to love that. This is, you know, giving permission for that kind of interaction is so beautiful and so wonderful. And and they're joyous, they're playful, they're excited to be invited in to interact with you. And, you know, again, with the frequencies that are shifting right now, I had an experience today that was just dynamic. I think everybody knows that in between sessions, I do two in the morning, and I get on the table for an hour, and then I do the two in the afternoon, which is what I have to do to be able to handle the frequencies that come through. And I was on the table, and I did, you know, some traveling today that was just amazing, and it was so much fun. And I was literally, you know, in an experience where I was standing with a couple of people and started to spin and literally lifted up through the ceiling and then continued spinning, and I started traveling to different places, and it was so much fun. Now, that's where we're going. Those kinds of experiences, having them on a regular basis. I do a lot of traveling in the dream state anyway, and there are people that experience me traveling. But having more fun with it now is where we're going, and I'm very excited for everyone that we can do this. The cleaner we keep our thoughts, the more able we're going to be to have these experiences. So now, you know, we can go then, you know, we can take this whole theory and go, well, is this experience real, or is it just because you chose it and it's your experience, but it doesn't necessarily, you know, we can get into the real nitty-gritty of this one. The answer to all of it is yes.
Well, the thing is, if you chose it, it is real, right?
That's correct.
It's the conundrum, I suppose, paradox.
It will, and it can be, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember saying to Bashar one time about being out of my mind, and he said, congratulations. He gives another example in here. One day somebody sent me an email that upset me. In the past, they would have handled it by working on my emotional hot buttons or by trying to reason with the person who sent the nasty message. This time, I decided to try Dr. Glenn's method. I kept silently saying, I'm sorry and I love you. I didn't say it to anyone in particular. I was simply evoking the spirit of love to heal within me what was creating the outer circumstance. Within an hour, I got an email from the same person. He apologized for his previous message. Keep in mind that I didn't take any outward action to get that apology. I didn't even write him back. Yet, by saying I love you, I somehow healed within me what was creating him. And so I've been paying attention to my responses. To various experiences. And my daughter was going to have a medical procedure this week, and she doesn't get on the table. And I was very concerned because she was going to leave the country and not have adequate medical coverage and so on, and I really had to just shift myself. And I thought, Jackie, do you want to be right here, or do you want to absolutely be in a place of love and have this completely shift? And when she went in, she had a needle biopsy in her breast. And instead of having to wait for all the reports and go through all the trauma, when they did the needle biopsy, there were three small tumors in there, and each one burst when they did the needle biopsy, which means they were cysts instead of tumors.
Hmm.
So there was not having to, we didn't have to wait for any kind of reports. It was instantaneous. So I'm really playing with this, and I'm seeing how it does work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember a whole series of miracles last year. I'm going back into it right now. Thank you.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yes, I forgot. I don't know how we forget, but we do.
And for any of you, I'm going to include this article in next month's newsletter, but for any of you who want to read this entire thing, the website, if you've got a pencil, is HTTP, and it's hope, it's HOPONOPONO.org. Or you can search Dr. Len, I think, on the computer. He's got quite a long name here. He's actually Hawaiian. I really, you know, I can't encourage people enough on this, especially with the influences that we have this month astrologically, with the fact that we've had this big surge from the Galactic Center. This is the time to really play with these kinds of things and to really pay attention to our thoughts. And, of course, being Christmas time, people are very emotional. A lot of emotions surface, especially where people are dealing with a lot of family issues. As you were just talking, Veronica, dealing with your sister.
Yes, actually, it's a perfect time to deal with family of origin if we're going to use this. You know, holding your thoughts and so on, all of it's right in your face.
Every bit of it. Every.
Or lineage, whatever that means. Eh?
Well, and I want to say this to everybody listening to the show tonight. Those of you that are listening have agreed at some level to come in and work on a much bigger level. If you, I mean, that was your choice coming in. On family of origin and lineage, nationality, religion, relationship, every piece, health, you know, a lot of you are listening are having health issues. But you're here to work and to have a greater impact on the collective. And I'm seeing this on a daily basis. That's why I always laugh about the sessions, because I have just had to throw my hands up in the air and say, you know, I now will never try to figure out where we're going with anything, because I recognize that it's moving to levels that are incomprehensible even to me. My poor brain feels like it's being, my head must be, it's a joke anyway, but I can't find a hat to fit my head. But I feel like I'm being stretched constantly with every session I do, because of the enormity and the unusual isn't even a real word in this situation, of where we're going in the sessions and how big it is, that we're capable now of healing not only our nationalities, religions, family of origin and lineage, but also now going through and working with our galactic history.
Are we able to do a power retrieval on the galactic history?
Not the whole thing. It would be too much for you.
Yeah, really. I bet.
You can set the intent for you individually to heal your own galactic history, but it would be modified, okay, automatically into something that would be something you could handle, because it might be too much. And what we are finding, interestingly enough, is that sometimes in galactic history there is some of the woundings galactically that are still having influence in the human lifetime.
And they're influencing who we choose for parents and so on as we come through anyway.
Absolutely. Not only that, but some of the woundings are having effects in terms of, and this is where I found it very, very big. The one we did today on the planet of Maldek, which was destroyed, actually was having an effect on the client in terms of their fear of failure and their impact of what they would do here. That they could, because they felt a sense of responsibility for what happened to Maldek, and that sense of responsibility was bleeding into this lifetime and actually interfering with their ability to bring forward their great work.
And how long has this person been working on it? I think it's good for us to know that sometimes it might take a while.
Well, this was the first time we actually did, we just began this with healing the wounding from Maldek. So today was the first day. And I don't even think we got out of the second chakra. But it was big. It was very emotional. But it was a big aha for both of us in terms of seeing how it has been impacting this lifetime for her.
I think my question was more about, for example, the fear of failure. A person could, not necessarily this person ostensibly, could have worked at it from many aspects before realizing that it was from Maldek, right?
Absolutely.
Because it would course through pretty much all the lineages, wouldn't it?
It would course through everything.
Yeah.
And
isn't that interesting? Aren't we amazing critters?
We Well, again, you know, I think, you know, just the power retrievals we've been doing and healing the abduction experiences and seeing what that's been doing for people in terms of changing their lives has been amazing to me anyway, because these experiences are so life-altering, and even though people don't have total recollection of them, the impact at the subconscious level is very, very deep. Now, you know, you start reaching out into other, you know, your question was very good. Can you heal your galactic lineage? And I don't say no to anything anymore. I've decided that somebody wanted to do a power retrieval with their ego. Was it the ego? No, the collective. And I remember when they asked that, I thought there's no way I would do that. But, you know, I have decided that if someone has a desire to do something, there must be an opportunity there for them to go deeper into a healing than I would have anticipated.
Well, you know what's exciting is that we've been talking about the collective a lot, or even just lineage and family of origin. And I'm wondering, you know, as we go through all these power retrievals, is there anybody, I mean, are people able to actually separate, for example, from lineage fully yet? Or will we ever get there? Maybe we never will. There's strands of reality.
There's okay. There's two key pieces here, and I know we're running up on the hour. Separating out of the lineage totally is not our goal. If we're heavily entrenched in the lineage, is to help heal the lineage in the collective.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if we're talking nationality, religion, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a lot of people have come in to really carry a big piece of that puzzle, if you will. And so,
but to heal the reactiveness of it, right?
Yes, the reactiveness shifts. To pull completely out until they have accomplished what their soul's purpose was. No. If your soul's purpose was to really work on lineage, you know, if you're Middle Eastern Jewish, you know, depending on what it is, some of these that have certainly had tremendous obstacles to overcome and histories to overcome. Now, we're running up on the hour. Veronica, if you want to give your website and your show real quickly.
VeronicaEntwistle.com. Entwistle has no H, ENTWISTLE.com. My shows are Radiance by Design and Paradigm Shifter next Tuesday, 4 o'clock West Coast time and 5 o'clock West Coast time for Paradigm Shifters. And it's your turn. Talking fast here.
Okay, ethealing.com, pretty easy, and we love you all. A piece of each and every one of you is in Veronica and I, and a piece of us is in each and every one of you. It can be no other way. We really are all one, and I love you. Good night, everyone. Talk with you next week.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Ronnie.
Good night, Jackie.
They're starting to. Maybe they don't want to.
But you still have fans here, you know? This is for all the fans in Germany, actually. This is Senior Sieber calling. I don't need to tell who I am because everybody here knows it anyway. But there's German fans who really want to hear Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show on bbsradio.com.
Serenade.